It's Q104, the Q morning show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Back to school time. I know that some schools are already in session. Some schools go back to school tomorrow. Some schools go back next week. My kids go back to school this morning.
Today's the first day. Are they excited?
Excited's not the word. Mm. No, they seem very nonchalant. You know, we talked about it. I brought it up numerous times last night, and they don't seem excited. They're ready. You know, their clothes are ready.
Okay.
Anything that they need to take with them to school today, they have that. And then, of course, I always miss the chaos in the morning, if there is chaos.
You don't even know. You have no idea. It might be going super smooth. It might be a nightmare over there.
I have no idea what it's like on the first day of school at my house.
Well, back to the grind they go.
Yes. What was I going to say? Why is this happening to me lately?
Bill hit 50 a couple months ago, and all of a sudden his memory just comes and goes.
Yes, it really does. And I was going to talk about something with back
to school.
First day of school? Yeah, so today will be the first day that I come home after I leave work today. And I go home. This will be the first day that the house will be empty since like early June.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's going to be so weird.
Every day that I've gone home this summer, someone's been there. Now, when I walk in the house today, no one's going
to
be there.
I mean, that's the question. Are you looking forward to that or are you kind of bummed?
I don't know. I think I might be a little bummed when I go home.
I feel like you'll be a little lonely.
Do you ever have the house to yourself?
No. No.
Do you ever wish that you had the house to yourself?
Not really. No, sometimes Bryce and I, like, we'll do our own things, like, separately. He'll play games, and, like, I'll be listening to a podcast or watching a show and in different rooms, but still, like, you know, just talking, chatting between from room to room. I like having him around.
But you never walk in the house and it's like, oh, my God, you're there.
No.
Like, why don't you step out and go somewhere?
No, that would be funny if I did, though, because my husband works from home, so right. He's there all the time.
Yeah, can't get around it. All right, the Q Morning Show. We are just getting started this morning. Thanks so much for being here. 1 week from tonight, Benson Boone at Rocket Arena. You're on Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So Alyssa says she has a hot doctor, and this is an issue for her. I'm really interested to find out why. And she did just show me a picture of a doctor. I agree. He's a good looking man.
He's a good looking man. He's a good looking man. It's just one of those things that it caught me off guard, I think. Because it's just not what I was anticipating when I walk into the doctor's office for my gastrointestinal appointment.
Doesn't he walk in the door like you're sitting in your gown?
I mean, yeah.
and then they do the little knock like, and then they just come in, even though I don't say come in. They just come in. So I don't understand the point of the knock.
I've also encountered him various times because my mom and I both have like the same medical issues going on. We kind of share doctors. So he came back into my world in person a couple weeks ago, just out of the blue. I was picking my mom up from an appointment and he was like, oh, hey, Alyssa. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, oh my God. And then I went to camp. So I have Crohn's. And I don't think we've ever like really talked about it. I have Crohn's. So like I have a pretty tight relationship with my doctors. Mm-hmm. And the camp that I did a couple of weeks ago, it was a camp for kids with Crohn's and colitis. So there's doctors on site and I'm chit-chatting with them. And one of them is like, oh, yeah, I know your doctor. We go to concerts and, you know, and I'm like, of course you do. Of course he's cool. Like, oh my. And I told him, I was like, I don't like having him as a doctor because he's very good looking and it's really an issue for me. And he laughed too.
You brought this up to him?
Of course I did.
That is also shocking to me. Like, why would you even mention that to him?
We were standing in line in the cafeteria. Like, what else am I going to talk about?
So you turn into a giggly schoolgirl with a crush whenever you're around your doctor.
I've never had a hot doctor before, okay? I have been in and out of doctor's offices. I was diagnosed with Crohn's 17 years ago, almost like to the day. So I have been going. like for almost 20 years and I've never had like a hot doctor.
All right.
So I'm not going to change doctors. It's just not what I would prefer.
216-474-0104. I don't think I've ever even thought of this. I know that when I'm at a doctor or I'm switching doctors, I always get asked the question, do you prefer a male doctor or a female doctor? And I'm always like, I don't care. Just whatever doctor is available is fine with me. It doesn't really matter. So I've never really thought about this. Like, am I afraid I'm going to get a crush on my doctor?
I mean, like, yes, there's other doctors that I could go to in the practice, but like, there's not that many in the gastrointestinal infectious disease institute that I go to. So it's like, yeah, that's, I got a good looking one.
I do think my primary care physician is a good looking man. My cardiologist is a female, but I don't know. There's no sparks between us.
Maybe it's just a little different for me because I have colonoscopies. Like, okay. I got all that jazz going on, so, and I'm like, oh, man.
So you think that has something to do with it. You feel vulnerable, and so that kind of adds to the whole, you know, this guy's so good looking, and I'm at my most vulnerable right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, usually when I go to the doctor, I don't try to, like, put on makeup or look nice.
Mm-hmm.
But now I do be doing that.
All right, 216-474-0104. Do you prefer an unattractive doctor?
Yeah, what's the question here?
Have you ever had a doctor that you found attractive and it was an issue?
And what did you do?
Yeah, what do you do if it's... Yeah, are you embarrassed? Like, would you prefer an unattractive doctor? I think that's what we're trying to figure out, right? 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Lady Gaga. Q104 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Lauren in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Lauren, do you have an attractive doctor? Someone in your life?
I have two attractive doctors.
Oh!
Okay.
Not just one, but two.
Yeah.
Are you seeking them out, or is it just happening this way?
No, it's just happening this way. They're actually like our family doctors that my parents have just passed on to me. And then their children come up in the family practice, and they are then my doctors.
Oh, okay. Boy.
So tell us about one of these attractive doctors that you have.
So my female doctor that is a male...
wait, what?
Is so my
gynecologist. Okay.
Is our like good family friend.
Okay.
Who we go to like the lake house with.
Okay.
So we're very close with him and he's pretty attractive. He's married and everything, so it's not weird.
Has the awkwardness worn off for you? Like, here's a man who has seen you in your most vulnerable positions and now you guys are out in a canoe.
Yeah, it's cool. He's my mom's, too. Like, the weirdness that could be is totally gone.
Oh, that's good.
I just had to get over that point. But then I have a dentist who's also attractive, so he's cool, too.
Okay.
I was literally just telling Bill about the hot dentist who took out my wisdom teeth. I kept going back there for checkups again and again. I was like, I think I might have an air pocket. Like, can you check it out, please?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I saw him at a bar once while I was drunk, so I followed him. This was years ago. And then he followed me back, and then the next time I was there, I was like, I'm so sorry about that. He's like, it's okay. It happens a lot.
Oh, my God.
Really?
You know? Wow.
Wow, that's kind of bold of him to say. It happens a lot that people run into him, or it happens a lot that people find him attractive? What was he trying to imply?
Or follow him?
I don't really know, but, you know. It's fine. Now it's just, I just see him at the dentist and that's that.
Okay. So am I to assume, Lauren, that you're single?
I have a boyfriend.
Okay. You have a boyfriend who probably, does he know about your attraction to your dentist?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he knows I have a dentist that is my family friend. This the dentist is also a family friend, so.
He knows I have a dentist. Uh-huh. He doesn't know that he's hot, but he knows I got a dentist.
Does he knows about the gynecologist situation, for sure.
And he's good with that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you know, you got to have a doctor, so.
Does he know that you followed your dentist on Instagram?
I do not follow my dentist on Instagram. Instagram anymore.
Oh, okay. That's no longer.
I embarrassingly unfollowed him after.
Okay. Oh, girl. At that point,
I did that drunk.
Once you already follow, just commit to the bit. You got to just stick with it then.
Yeah, I had some anxiety when I realized I did that and immediately undid it.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lauren, for calling in to share all that with us.
Yeah, of course.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, you know what I mentioned earlier, that I'm not part of the chaos happening at my house this morning when it comes to back to school?
Yeah, because you're here.
Well, I was wrong. No, I'm wrong. I'm already being dragged into the chaos.
How? You're not there.
I'm getting texts this morning from my wife.
Oh, no.
Will's phone is acting up, so she sent me a screenshot of his phone, and he's freaking out.
Oh.
His phone says, lost iPhone. Time's up. Your device usage allowance is up. Your internet connection will be disabled until tomorrow.
So wait, is that because of the, didn't you put like a screen time app on his phone?
I did, and I'm looking at the app. It's called Custodio. And I'm looking at my app, and it's fine. I'm looking at the app. It shows that he hasn't even picked up his phone today. He still has plenty of screen time access left.
Oh, boy. I hope that they can get that figured out. It's his first day of high school. He's going to have that phone.
And my wife said she has already restarted the phone multiple times, and it keeps coming up saying lost iPhone. And he can't use anything on the phone. Like, he can't text, he can't call out.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I know it's sad to miss first day of school, I would think, as a parent, because you're missing all the excitement of day one of a new year. But maybe it's for the best that you're not in that chaos now.
I am in the chaos, because my wife is like,
not physically.
Can you fix this? And I'm like, I'll try to figure it out. You know, it's just so frustrating. It's like, all I'm trying to do is just limit the amount of time that my son, my oldest son, who's 14, limit the amount of time that he's on his phone. And apparently the only way to do it is to just physically take the phone away from him. Because I've experimented with apps. I've tried to do so many things.
Now he just can't get into his phone at all.
Right.
And he's got to get to school.
And it's just technology just not working for me.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, yeah, we're off to a bad start at my house on the first day of school.
Hopefully it's going better in your house this morning.
Let's get some good vibes going. 216-474-0104. Good vibes at 655 on the way. It's Q104. All right, I have an update. My son, Will, has figured out how to access his phone. So now he's in.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Tragedy averted.
Whew.
And the first app that he went to this morning, Snapchat.
Oh, you can see that?
Yeah, I can see it with the Custodio app. I can
see. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly what he's doing on his phone.
Oh, boy. Just following along. Well, I'm glad that the crisis was averted on day one of school.
Yes, me too. A week from Friday night, the countdown is on. Tate McRae at Rocket Arena. Alyssa is counting down the days. The Q Morning Show. Good vibes. Next. Our teacher friend, Ivy in Eastlake, is here with us. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, when do your kids come back to the classroom?
Tomorrow.
Okay, and you're already back in the classroom, though, getting things ready for the first day of school tomorrow?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, you sound ready to go. Ivy sounds ready.
Yeah, teachers can't just walk into the classroom on the first day and wing it.
No,
right?
they've got to bring the vibes. The vibes have to be high. Set the standard for the year.
Exactly. If we're excited, then the kids are excited.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy, we also hear you have a good vibe to share with us.
I do.
Please.
So I just finished my master's program at Liberty University. I just graduated with my master's in education. So I'm very excited about that.
Yay! Congratulations!
Thank you.
When did you have the time for all that? Past summer?
What?
So I've been in the program. I started the program right after I finished my undergrad in the spring of last year, and then I started right away, and I just did the online program, and it took me about a year.
Oh, wow.
And now it's all knocked out?
Yeah, so same time as full-time teaching my first year, I was also going to grad school, which I don't recommend, but it was also kind of fun. I don't know. I'm a weirdo like that.
Ivy made it happen. So are you done with schooling now?
For now.
Okay.
Yes. The plan is hopefully to go back at some point for my doctorate, but I'm going to pump the brakes for now.
Yeah, you deserve a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Ivy, soon to be Dr. Ivy.
Yeah, right. In like 5 years, maybe.
That's good vibes. Thank you for letting us know about that. And good luck on the first day back tomorrow with the kids.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you so much for being with us this morning on National Radio Day.
Woo!
That's today.
Today is our day.
So there was someone that Alyssa and I used to work with higher up in the company. So not our boss, but he was up there. And when he would listen to our show, he would say, why do you say thank you for listening so much? He's like, just eliminate that. Just get to it.
Yeah, cut it out.
And in the meeting, I think I said, all right, I'll cut down on that. And in the back of my head, I thought, there's no way I'm cutting back on that.
We're polite people over here. We're going to say thank you, especially when you're sticking with us in the morning.
When we say that, we mean that. Like, we are genuinely grateful that you have chosen us on a morning like today where you probably have so much going on. Maybe your kids are going back to school. You're trying to get to work this morning. Alyssa and I are just two people that are competing for your attention in a world where there's so many things that distract you, like your kids and your phone and social media. And there's six other radio shows that are more popular than us.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
So Alyssa and I are still trying to chip away at that as long as they are going to allow us to do that. So, yeah, you bet that we're grateful that you're here listening to us.
So thank you. Thank you for spending your mornings with us.
It's something else that we're excited about, especially here in 2025, just the amount of ways you can listen to this show. Obviously on the radio, but we're on two streaming apps right now. The Audacy app, which is our company app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. There's the iHeartRadio app. We're now on the iHeartRadio app. So you have Q104 on your phone in the morning and all day long on your phone. And there's our podcast as well, so you can listen when you want.
And take us with you anywhere.
Yeah, the Q Morning Show On Demand is our podcast. It's available wherever you normally get your podcasts. The one thing that Alyssa and I want to be better at, and that is giving back. We're still trying to build up our resources to be able to do more of that. And we've had some success. We've worked with the Cleveland Food Bank. Mm-hmm. We're part of Cupid's Undie Run. There's probably things that I'm not thinking of right now off the top of my head. But I think there's something that we can do right now. And this is the very least that we can do. But we want to share a GoFundMe link. And maybe by now you've heard of the Nunny family. They're from here in Cleveland. And if you heard what happened to them last week, Donald and Maria Nunny were teachers in the Cleveland School District. And while traveling down south to drop one of their sons off at college, they were involved in a car accident that took their lives. And they leave behind four children, Noah, a 19-year-old, Diego, who's 18, and then two younger children who were injured in the accident. Lucia's 15 and Leo is 9. So they just lost their parents, and it's terrible. And if you're able to do this, if you're able to donate to their GoFundMe, and I looked at it this morning, and it's over their goal, and it's incredible. We posted that link on our Instagram in our stories at the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleep hole? Let's get to that. So what happens is you do something or you say something that in the moment you think everything is fine. You don't think you did anything wrong. But then maybe later on someone gives you a little nudge and said, hey, you might be a bleep hole here. Let's bring in Jackson in Parma. Jackson, good morning.
How's it going?
Doing okay. Tell us about you. Who thinks you might be a bleep hole?
Well, I think a potential employer might think I'm a bleep hole. I've been interviewing for a new job. I've been having interviews and interviews, and these, they go on and on. You know, you get to round two, round three, when they finally tell you that, you know, it's not the same amount of money that was posted in the offering, or that there's less than you were expecting. Mm. And it's been really frustrating. So in one of the more recent cases, I had an interview, and after having been told previously that, you know, the job was not going to pay me as much as I thought after three rounds of interviewing, I wanted to get it out of the way in the first interview. So at the end of the interview, not in a rude way, I tried to ask, could you share the salary range for the position just so I can make sure it's in line with my expectations? They gave me a number that was a lot lower than I was expecting, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I went through it the rest of the interview. I was cordial. I said, thank you so much. I hope to hear from you soon. Sent up a follow-up email. I get a response on Monday, finally. The hiring manager says they're moving forward with other candidates. Totally fine. Not taking it personally. As I keep reading the email, I see, and I quote here, for future reference, we advise candidates to refrain from discussing compensation during the initial interview, as it is generally considered premature and may be viewed as unprofessional at this stage of the process.
So they called you out in your rejection email?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just an employee trying to know how much I'm getting paid.
Yeah, that's a pretty like reasonable question, I feel like, to ask in an interview. You got to know how much you're making.
I guess that some people are willing to wait on asking that question, but I can't waste my time. You know, I need to know how much money I'm going to be making. That's why I have a job, you know?
I would think that they wouldn't want you to waste their time either, though. If it's something that's not going to work for you, you need to know that.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm a bleep hole. Do you guys think I'm a bleep hole?
No, I absolutely don't. I've gone through so many interviews in my career, and I feel like salary is always in the first conversation, always in the first interview. It's always either my last question or they bring it up on their own. Like,
yeah.
I've never had anyone tell me that talking about salary is off limits or somehow inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't know how it turned confrontational so quickly. I felt I was just asking questions that any candidate would ask in any interview.
I can't believe that they wouldn't be experiencing this with other candidates during their first interviews. Because this happened, you asked during the first interview, right?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, I've heard this story over and over again that you go through all these rounds of interviews just to find out that, like, holy crap, this salary is not even going to cover my bills.
Yeah, I mean, in the first interview, I'm not guaranteed a second interview. I need to know that,
right?
How do I know that we're ever even going to talk about it if I don't talk about it myself?
Yeah, I vote not the bleep hole.
All right, 216-474-0104. Is there any scenario where Jackson would be considered to be the bleep hole for asking about salary in the initial interview? I don't see it, but I'm in a completely different industry, so maybe it's different for other industries across the board. 216-474-0104. Am I the bleep hole? Your calls coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? Jackson in Parma. What was going on with Jackson today, Alyssa?
So he applied for this job, went through the first interview, like the very first one, and I guess he said that he asked about salary, and apparently then like got an email back, didn't get the job, but then they were like, don't ask about salary on the first interview. So that's what we're trying to figure out. Like, does that make you a bleep hole? Is that taboo?
Honestly, I was surprised. I can't ever recall an interview where salary wasn't at least alluded to. Like, at least we're talking about it within the ballpark.
Yeah, it's very on topic. Like, it's all part of the same conversation.
Jacqueline in North Royalton, is talking about salary off limits these days?
Absolutely not. Just like he said, I don't want to waste my time, and I surely don't want to waste their time. I mean, I was unemployed for a year and a half, and a lot of these employers don't even want to give you salary information in the posting. So I need to know that it's within my range. I've done it multiple times.
Now, why is that? Why would an employer not want to provide the salary range? Do they feel like they're not going to get applicants because the number's so low? Is it like a leverage thing?
I think a lot of them are just trying to get every possible resume in right now with this AI stuff going on. I mean, I have managerial experience. And like I said, I was out of work for a year and a half. I applied to over 500 jobs.
Wow, Becky.
And I mean, jobs that I've had before that I applied for, and they're like, thanks, but no thanks. And you don't have the opportunity to respond and say, hey, could you please explain to me, like, what am I missing so that I can better this?
Right.
And because if you don't have every single AI word in your resume, you're not even getting to the HR managers. There's not a lot of them that are doing their own job. And
you have a great point, because I actually, at one point in 2020, I started actually taking like buzzwords, keywords that I knew hiring managers would be looking for on resumes. And I would take the text and make it white and make it really small and just put it on my resume so that if it was filtering through an AI, it would recognize the buzzwords that it needed to like pop my resume out.
Oh, this is crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
We got to keep this show going as long as we can, because I don't want to look for another job ever again.
No, I never want to be back in the job market.
Jacqueline, are you working now?
I am.
All right. That's good. I'm glad that you're, and thank you for listening to us on your way to work this morning. Becky in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
I personally think it's just them trying to figure out, once they get their candidates, what they're going to chart or give them. If it's a male, if it's a female, what they have, what they haven't done. It's just a way to lowball people and make you feel like you need the job instead of the other way around, where they need you.
Am I about to sound incredibly naive right now? So the salary, so you're suggesting then, Becky, that the salary that they're offering for a job, we're talking about a hypothetical company here, that the salary would be different for
yes
genders, or depending on how old. So it's not just how what the salary is.
That's
it's,
like, kind of a loaded question, because the salary could be a different offer candidate to candidate.
I know at my job now that certain people are getting paid different amounts when they got hired in the same time I did, just because of either gender or how long, like what they were doing prior. It's not just a base salary. This is what you're going to get paid. And my job is very mediocre. Like, it does not have anything that needs to be, you know, you get paid more for your talent.
Right. Wow, that's fascinating. And also terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's layers to the whole salary conversation. It's like, I understand, obviously, I understand wanting to know the salary and a range, but that would make sense, unfortunately, as to why maybe they're not being as transparent as we would like.
Well, all's well that ends well for Jackson. I mean, clearly he doesn't want to be working for this company anyway. So the fact that they rejected
him. I'm glad that
him.
He doesn't sound like totally down in the dumps about this. He said he's not taking it personal, which is good, because job market right now, yeah, can't take it personal. But still, I don't think he's the bleep hole.
All right. Anything further? 216-474-0104. You can call or text our show. And we love it when you do.
Good luck, Jackson.
Chapel Roan, it's Q104. Tying in our conversation about salary and job offers with National Radio Day today, because I was just thinking about this. My first full-time job in radio, when I was offered a salary, was in 1995. I was 19 years old. They offered me $12,000 a year. And that I found out, like, a couple weeks later, after I accepted the job, that I was the second person that they offered the job to.
Oh. You weren't even their first pick.
That person was offered $15,000 a year.
What?
And then he said no, and then they came to me for $3,000 less.
Oh, they did you dirty on that one.
What was that about?
What an intro into the industry.
On the other hand, $12,000 at 19 years old.
That is
back
true.
In 1995.
I was going to say, in 95, you could go crazy with that amount of money. You could ball out with that.
I was rich.
Oh, yeah.
Making it rain every night.
Down in the flats, you're probably popular.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. We have tickets. Speaking of the flats, we're sending you there to Jacob's Pavilion for Cleveland Taco Fest on Labor Day weekend. So that's coming up. You versus Alyssa in about 10 minutes. We are going to play this morning with Jason in Brook Park. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. Again, the rules, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Jason, are you ready?
Yes, I am. I listen every morning, so.
Thank you very much. Question number one, name the quarterback who will start for the Browns in the season opener.
Joe Flacco.
Question two, deep dish pizza is famously linked to what city?
Detroit.
Question three, what is the word for a person who can write with both hands?
Ambidextrous.
Question four, in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, how many dwarfs had mustaches?
Oh, no. I haven't watched that in forever. I am going to guess five.
Final question. Name the 2006 movie starring Samuel L. Jackson that also starred flying reptiles.
Snakes on a Plane.
All right, Jason, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Jason, not too bad.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess on how you did today?
I'm thinking four.
I have you down for three today, Jason.
Oh, okay.
Alyssa, meet Jason in Brook Park.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Jason had three. Alyssa, you need three to tie him and four to win this game. Are you ready over there?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Question one, name the quarterback who will start for the Browns in the season opener.
Oh, I know this. It's Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, I know this.
The worst kept secret.
Let's go, Joe.
Question two, deep dish pizza is famously linked to what city?
Chicago.
Chicago, Jason.
I'm from Michigan. It's Detroit deep dish. Never mind.
Question three. What is the word for a person who can write with both hands?
Ambidextrous.
That is correct. In Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, how many dwarfs had mustaches? I love this question.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Mustaches. I'm going to say five of them.
That's exactly what Jason said.
Yeah.
None of them. None of the dwarves had mustaches.
Oh, wait, really?
No.
Shut up. Are you serious?
That's why I love that question. And
what?
You
do they have beards?
They do have beards.
Okay, yeah. Perhaps. That's what I'm thinking.
Or at least
then.
Maybe one of them had a beard. Well, now I have to Google.
Wait, now I'm looking. Oh my gosh, you're right. How do none of them have mustaches?
That is so weird.
Oh, that's some what's that? What do they call that when you think that you've seen something your whole life, but it's not actually there? Like the Berenstain Bears.
Hallucinating?
No.
Tripping?
No, it has nothing to do with drugs.
No. I know exactly what you're saying, but.
Anyways.
All right. Moving on. Are we still playing this game? I don't even know where we are.
I don't know.
let's see. Question five, our final question. Name the 2006 movie starring Samuel L. Jackson that also starred flying reptiles.
Snakes on a Plane?
Snakes on a Plane is correct.
Yes!
Final score today, Alyssa with four, Jason with three. Alyssa takes the win today in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Sorry, Jason.
That's all right.
Jason, try again some other day. We do have some tickets for you for Cleveland Taco Fest.
All right, sounds good. My name is Jason, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Back to school today for my kids. My son Drew is starting fifth grade today. He rides the bus, and I'm getting text updates from my wife on what's going on. She said, bus came super early today, and then the kids next door missed the bus.
Oh, no. But Drew made it on?
Yeah, Drew's on.
Okay, good. That's all that matters.
And then my oldest son, Will, starts high school today. He's a freshman.
Oh, it's such a big day.
I wrote a letter to Will.
You did?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Yes, I want to hear it. Is it going to make me cry, though?
I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. I ask Alyssa because I've been taking taking her on kind of an emotional roller coaster today.
So he really is.
I'm all over the place.
I'm just trying to prepare myself.
All right, I'll share it with you next. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, it's crazy, Alyssa. I was actually there for the first day of Will's kindergarten. I remember that day. I remember that day vividly. So we were living in Arizona, and back then he had to wear uniforms to school. I'm not sure why in public schools they wear uniforms. So he had his blue shorts on and a white polo shirt and his backpack, and he comes running out the door, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, I'm a kindergarten man now."
Oh my gosh.
And now today is his first day of high school.
That's crazy.
And I wrote him a letter. I have it right here.
Well, let's hear it.
Are you sure it's still okay for me to read this?
I've got my box of tissues right here. I'm ready for anything.
"Dear Will, you are my firstborn. Every experience you have is new to you. And in a way, it's new to me too, as I watch you discover the world through the eyes of a parent. I couldn't be more proud of the person you are becoming. My first instinct for all these years has been to expect you to be just like me. But that isn't what's happening, and it shouldn't. You are becoming your own person, and that is exactly who you are meant to be. I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be better than me. I hope you always choose kindness. I hope you remain the kid who includes others. The kid who is a friend to everyone. I want you to form your own opinions about the world, not to let others decide them for you. Not even me. What I want to do is to give you freedom. The freedom to make your own choices, to follow your own path. And no matter what you choose, we will always be here to guide you when you need us and to support you in every way we can. Every parent tries to protect their child's innocence for as long as possible, to hold on to childhood just a little bit longer. I know those days are slipping away, and I can only hope that I've prepared you for what lies ahead. But through every change, one thing will always stay the same. We will be here for you, always. With all my love, Dad."
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's letter to Will for his first day of freshman year of high school. I've got 4 years to emotionally prepare myself for the first day of college letter, because that's going to destroy me.
I'm reacting that way, and he's going to high school. Like, what am I going to be like in four
years? Oh, man. Oh, you're a good dad. You're a good dad. And texts are coming in. "Why are you making us cry on the way to work? I hate Bill as I drive crying." Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Thank you for letting me share that this morning. You're on Q104. It's Q104. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Bill and Alyssa. I'm reading this article about the rise of couples sharing their location, which I didn't know that it was on the rise. It's something that I've always done. With Paula.
Yeah, I've always done it with Bryce, pretty much. I mean, gosh, since we were officially boyfriend, girlfriend. I also share it with, like, my best friends. It's kind of my way of saying, like, hey, you mean a lot to me. Here's my location. You can stalk me whenever you want.
On the iPhone, the app is called Find My. Is that correct? Find My is the name of the app. So I'm reading this article, and I'm trying to see it from everyone's perspective. You know, why certain people would feel a certain way about it. And for example, this one, let's see, I believe this is a male. "My girlfriend and I decided to switch on Find My in case something happened to one of us on a night out when the other wasn't there." Okay, seems practical, seems normal in a relationship.
Totally.
But then he says, "Neither of us uses it to keep tabs on each other, but I have found the idea of tracking each other slightly worrying, as I'm usually quite conservative about my digital privacy. I felt worried that if I were to suggest switching it off, my girlfriend might suspect that I'm looking to cheat on her."
Huh. Interesting. but he doesn't want to just leave it on. For, you know, that's not the first time that I've heard someone say that, though. I've had this location conversation with people before, and it usually is men that push back a little bit, that they're like, well, I don't want people following me.
Even if it's you, even if it's you, yeah. the person I'm in a relationship, I don't want you to know where I am at all times.
And I think it's so interesting because a lot of the time it really doesn't even have to do with cheating. It's kind of just like a weird, like, wanting, yeah, your own digital privacy.
Yeah.
But I still don't really understand it because it's not something that I even think twice about.
I don't either. I mean, I have mine on as far as I know, and Paula can see where I am and the other way around.
I mean, honestly, like, Bryce can see my location, but the one that would freak out if I turned it off is my 82-year-old grandfather. He would lose his mind.
Oh, really?
He checks my location constantly because it just gives him peace of mind. And it doesn't bother me. So, like, what's the harm?
216-474-0104. Here's the question I'm asking. What happened when they turned off their location services?
Like, was there a nefarious reason?
Yeah.
Were they cheating or was it totally innocent?
216-474-0104. It's Q104. Mandy in Berea, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So have you ever been with someone that you realized they turned off their location services when they weren't around you?
Yeah. Unfortunately, this did happen to me a couple of years ago, and it was someone I was living with. We weren't engaged or anything yet, but...
Still, I mean, living together,
okay, but you
pretty
were like,
serious.
Yeah, dating yeah. and living together, that's a big step.
Serious. And there were a couple of signs that he was cheating. Like, it started with him being weird about his phone, and like he had to have his phone with him at all times. He never let it out of his sight, and he was always texting with someone kind of late.
The classic signs.
Yeah the like flipping the phone over when they set it down on a table, that like sends off alarm bells for me.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. And then one night he told me he was going out with his friends, and then I watched him take that like hand vac, the little portable vacuum cleaner, downstairs into the parking lot, and he cleaned out his car.
Okay.
And I found that so weird. Like, why does he care what the inside of his car looks like all of a sudden?
He was cleaning out his car, and you took that as a sign that he was cheating?
Yeah, that wasn't like a thing he did. He wasn't doing that for me. So it just kind of felt like, well, who is he trying to impress? Like,
I could see that. Like, my car is a disaster.
Well, you have kids.
I do have kids. There's yeah. always like 17 water bottles in the backseat of the car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else is back there. It hasn't been detailed in years. And if I went out and started cleaning up my car, I think Paula might be suspicious, too.
She's like, who do you have to impress, dude?
Yeah. What prompted this? Anyway, please continue.
Exactly.
Okay, so the cleaning out of the inside of the car, that was your red flag that he might be up to no good.
Yeah, that was like a bigger one than some of the phone stuff, even. So I was kind of stewing in that. And so later that night, I realized he had turned off the location services, and it was the first time I had ever tried to see where he was.
Oh man.
And I couldn't find him.
So what do you do after that? Do you stay up all night? Like, what do you do next?
Well, because of our history and who he is, I had an idea where he might be. And so I got in my car, and I drove to Strongsville, where an ex-girlfriend of his lived, and there was his car parked in her driveway.
Oh, my God!
And she dug her key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel. That's what I'm imagining happened next.
Is that what you did? Did you take a baseball bat to his car?
I did not goodbye Earl him or anything like that.
Dang it!
I did not start, like, smashing things, but I just left a note. It wasn't threatening or anything. It was just, you can stay here. And I signed my name and I drove home.
Ooh.
And that was pretty much it. Like, he knew he was busted. He didn't try and beg for forgiveness or anything. He just, like, came and got his stuff and moved out, and that was it. And I think they're still together.
You know,
that's crazy.
At first, I was going to say, like, you're a better person than me for just leaving a note. But I actually think that the note and the calmness of it is way more terrifying. I think that that's why he's like, I'm not even going to try, dude. I'm scared.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like he wanted to get caught, you know, like he was so obvious.
Yeah. Like try harder at least. Come on. Have some decorum.
I'm surprised he went to all that trouble to go vacuuming then.
Yeah, that does shock me.
Wow, Mandy. That's quite a story. So sorry to make you relive that. But thank you for calling up and sharing that with us.
Yeah, I thought it was a decent prompt. And, you know, beware location services. Like, it can be your doom, y'all.
It's Q104. Text comes in. They're always cheating if they turn their location off.
Whew.
I'm starting to think so. I mean, just based on that story that I just heard.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with that.
Did you see this other text, though?
No.
I'm wondering if this was texted in by a guy.
What is it?
As an alternative theory here, what if you're shopping for someone and you don't want them to know where you're at? So that's why you turn off your location services. And what if they think you're doing something wrong when really you're doing something nice for them?
Oh. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? Let's be so for real.
See, if you're a guy, and I really shouldn't say this because I want to give guys ideas, but you could have like a gift for your girlfriend inside.
Oh, don't
car.
Don't even do that. Don't even give ideas. No, I'm shutting it down. Don't even say it.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I know where you're going with it.
Like, you've seen the plot. You know exactly what I'm going to say.
I've seen this movie, and I'll tell you, the ending is not good. Okay, don't do it. It's not a good idea. Okay.
But the ending is you come home and you're like, here's a diamond tennis bracelet for you. Meanwhile, you know.
So you're spending money and you're going to get caught red-handed. Like, come on. It's a lose-lose. There's a much easier solution. Just don't cheat. Leave your location on. Bada-bing.
We will end it there. After 9 this morning, a chance to win Maroon 5 tickets. They're going to be at Rocket Arena in November, right? Do I have that right? Maroon 5.
Yeah. Yep. They're going to be here I believe it's the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again this morning. We have tickets for the Cleveland Taco Fest. It's you versus Alyssa in some trivia. Hang on. We need someone to play in about 10 minutes. I have Katie here from Broadview Heights. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I have 5 trivia questions after we're through. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Katie, question number 1. Here you go. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Question 2. If I start learning karate, what is the first belt that I get?
Oh, I should know this. Green belt.
Question 3. Name the band from New Jersey who once released an album called Slippery When Wet.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. O-Town.
Question 4. What was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
Vitamin D. I have no idea.
Final question. In the movie Back to the Future, what was the name of Doc Brown's dog?
I have no idea.
Are you serious?
Yes. No.
You don't know?
No. Oh. I've never even seen it. Yeah, sorry.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
No. And I don't like dogs, and here we are.
I don't like dogs. That's a bold statement right there. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? That's an interesting statement. I don't like dogs. Has anyone ever reacted negatively to that before?
Oh, yeah, everyone. Everyone knows.
Alyssa, meet Katie in Broadview Heights.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie doesn't like dogs.
What?
I know.
She just revealed that to us.
I'm just like not an animal person in general.
Ah, okay. Not even cats?
No, not even cats.
Katie,
I know, sorry.
To be fair, and I'm speaking for Katie here, I don't think she wants any harm to come to these animals.
No, absolutely.
She just doesn't want them around her.
Just not in her
correct.
Home.
All right.
Correct.
So Katie didn't do too great.
Oh.
There were a lot of dog questions.
Let's see how you do, Alyssa. There are two dog questions in here. Here's the first one. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Toto is correct. Question two. If I start learning karate, what is the first belt that I get?
A white belt.
A white belt is correct. Name the band from New Jersey who once released an album called Slippery When Wet.
Oh, who is that?
Exactly. That's why I asked.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know. Foo Fighters.
It's Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe that album was popular again because I saw someone, I was at a high school volleyball game this past weekend, and there was a girl wearing a Bon Jovi Slippery When Wet t-shirt. So I thought that the younger kids were into Bon Jovi all of a sudden.
You can't hear me shaking my head, but
I
am.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because vintage band tees are cool. That doesn't mean that the actual album is coming back. The t-shirt is just cool.
Well,
anyways.
That's just ridiculous. Question four, what was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
Calcium.
Okay, no. I thought this was so easy if you thought about it. Vitamin A.
Oh.
Starting with A.
That does make sense. I do see what you're saying.
Final question. In the movie Back to the Future, have you seen it, Alyssa? All right, then I don't even know why I shouldn't even finish the question. What was the name of Doc Brown's dog? You do not know it. I'm just going to buzz you right
now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Einstein was the name of his dog.
Oh.
Okay, so we had the dog sandwich with the other questions in the middle.
And two people who are not dog people playing this game.
There we go.
All right, final score today. Alyssa 2, Katie 1. Alyssa just squeaks by in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oof, those were tough.
They were.
I didn't like those questions very much.
Me neither.
Katie, we loved having you, however. We hope you'll try back another day. And we do have tickets to the Cleveland Taco Festival to give you.
Okay, thank you so much. My name is Katie, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. I just looked outside for the first time in like 4 hours, and I didn't realize it was so gray and gloomy
outside.
It is
so gloomy. Wait, can we talk about this for just like 1 second? Did you notice it was like sepia-toned outside yesterday after all that rain?
You just, with a straight face, asked me if I thought it was sepia-toned?
Yeah.
Do you even think I know what sepia is? Is that a color?
It's like a filter. It's like the old-timey... Never mind. The joke's
done. The answer's no. The answer's no, Alyssa. I did not notice that it was sepia tone.
It was all like yellow and like amber-colored outside yesterday. I was going to make a joke, but now the joke is killed because I just had to explain sepia tone to you. Anyways, I'm ready for it to be more twilight-filtered outside. I want the blue filter, not the sepia tone filter.
Very
I hope somebody
good.
Listening understands what I'm trying to say.
Someone is listening and they are LOLing right
it's
now.
It's not you.
It's not me.
And that's okay.
But someone is.
Anyways, we have a keyword.
We do. Maroon 5 tickets. You want to be there in November. Alyssa has your Q keyword right now. And there's a grand prize. Tell them about the grand prize.
All right. Yeah, your grand prize. So we've got your chance to win tickets to see them in November, Maroon 5. But also you could win their entire discography on vinyl. Go to Q104.com, enter your keyword DIRT, D-I-R-T, for your chance to win tickets into the show to see Maroon 5 November 24th and score all of their records on vinyl. Again, your keyword this hour is DIRT, D-I-R-T. Enter that at Q104.com for your chance to win.
Alyssa just told me about something that is, should we say, allegedly happening here in our neighborhoods in Cleveland? Allegedly,
I guess.
It's a mystery. Let's say that. It's a mystery.
We're trying to get to the bottom of it.
And it kind of freaks me out, like a lot.
It freaks me out, but it's also making me giggle.
All right. We'll tell you about it. Next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa just showed me what sepia tone looks like.
And he was like, yeah, that is what it looked like the last sepia. Night.
Yeah, I noticed that last night.
Yeah.
The family, we were on the couch watching TV. We were watching Wednesday. We're binging Wednesday on Netflix.
And oh, fun.
Someone remarked, oh my gosh, look at it outside. And nobody yelled, it's sepia tone out there.
Well, they should have. That's really a missed opportunity. I want it to be more of like a twilight blue, like, ha, ha, ha. That's the vibe that I want. We did get a text that somebody said it did look sepia tone, so I'm not going crazy.
Kind of spooky, right?
Yeah, I want spooky. That's what I want.
Well, perhaps spooky season is starting a little earlier than we would like, because Alyssa was telling me about something that's going on that she's seeing on TikTok that actually, the more I think about it, it freaks me out a little bit. What is that?
So I started seeing it over the weekend that there have been these ice cream trucks, even in Cleveland. This is not just like an all over the country, but it is everywhere, but also here. Ice cream trucks just making their rounds, music going and all, in the middle of the night.
The middle of the night.
Like 11 p.m., 1 a.m., like a time when an ice cream truck most definitely should not be out and 1,000% should not be blasting its music.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Like if you somehow are driving around an ice cream truck, and I can understand that, like if that's your main form of transportation, no, you should not turn on your music at 1 a.m.
No.
See, I've never been a fan of the ice cream truck. Like even growing up as a kid, I always thought that this is weird. Who is this guy?
Oh.
Why is he handing out ice cream? Where did he get it?
When you put it like that, you know, what's crazy is that I've made it 30 plus years without ever thinking that the ice cream man is weird, but you're right. No, you got a point. I'm going up to a random van and asking for ice cream. It's a little sketch.
Yeah. How does he store this ice cream? Is it properly stored?
I've always had great experiences with ice cream trucks.
But the fact that it would be riding around town in the middle of the night, it makes me think that something's going on, especially since there's multiple reports of this.
Yeah, but like you also have to wonder too. So this is where my brain is it's like, did somebody just like see a video of one ice cream truck and then everybody was like, oh, that's spooky. And then started like, I don't know who owns ice cream trucks, but then started making a meme out of it. But I have really seen so many videos that there's no way that they can all be fake.
The first thing that I thought of was, is this some sort of a weird promotion that is happening? Like, is there a horror movie coming out in the next few months about ice cream trucks?
Not that I know of. But do you want to know what it really reminded me of?
What?
In a big way? Do you remember, what was that, like 2016? Where those creepy clowns were being sighted everywhere. It reminds me exactly of that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That was a promotion for the It movie. Yeah,
was
the clown
really?
With the red balloon. Yes, and they got some backlash for it. The movie studio got some backlash for promoting it like that because they were sending out clowns just walking around downtown and freaking people out.
I mean, yeah, that's creepy. I didn't realize that was part of the promotion, though.
Oh, yeah, that was absolutely part of the promotion.
I thought that we were just doing some weird stuff in 2016.
No, that was strategic. And now I wonder about this. The ice cream truck in the middle of the night, that's scary.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
When you isolate the music, too, it's all just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Just imagine laying in bed and then you hear that noise. That would freak me out.
I ain't going out there.
If anybody knows anything about this, like we're probably out of time to get into it today, but I'd love to talk about this again.
Yeah, if anybody has encountered an ice cream truck, like in the middle of the night, especially recently, we want to know.
216-474-0104. And we have Am I the Bleep Hole coming up.